What about the choice of hormonal therapy? And half of the people who have HER2-positive tumors have ER-positive tumors. They're kind of triple positive if it's PR, but it's not uncommon. What about the choice of hormonal therapy and how well hormonal therapy works in these ER-positive, HER2-positive patients?
So a few scares back and forth about the data. I think the summary of the data seems to be that you can give tamoxifen and you can give an aromatase inhibitor with trastuzumab. And while you might not have true synergism, i.e. 1 + 1 = 3, you certainly have no disadvantage. It doesn't diminish the effect of either agent. So I feel comfortable from the compilation of data. Now, there was a trial that was performed that looked at anastrozole plus trastuzumab versus anastrozole alone.
That was in the metastatic setting.
And it was in the metastatic setting. And some people took that trial as not being as positive as they wanted it to be. But to me, I mean, looked at that result to say that we're doing no harm in that scenario. There is an incremental benefit. It wasn't the home run folks hoped for, but going into the adjuvant setting, it gave me great comfort for giving an aromatase inhibitor with trastuzumab, and that tends to be my standard practice.
Which is, I mean, if they're HER2 positive, they're most likely, unless they're super tiny, going to get trastuzumab. And I think the thing about that study was that people came away saying, well, maybe hormonal therapy doesn't work as well in these people, and maybe the relapse rate's going to be a little bit higher. But the other thing is that I think we know that these women, the actual quantity of ER maybe is less. So if we do start getting this quantitative ER, maybe that will be the thing that we'll start looking at.
That's an excellent point. And the question is, will anybody be able to garner the support and interest to do the trial of the ER positive, node negative, HER2 positive patient who might benefit from trastuzumab and aromatase inhibitor therapy and get no chemo? So could you come back now and do TCH versus an aromatase inhibitor plus H plus trastuzumab Herceptin? And would somebody do that trial? And it's kind of going back to, I thought of that when we talked about Kathy Albane's trial, where it's really one of the last studies where a potential chemotherapy population received tamoxifen alone. The trastuzumab data is so impressive. You just wonder if that's good enough with a hormonal treatment for those patients.
That'd be interesting.